Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Told you about Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley, Marco Rubio, for one thing, some of these other guys. Let me tell you something. There's a thing called the Logan Act. The Logan Act makes it a felony for anyone to do unauthorized negotiations with a foreign country or to work to defeat measures and policies of the United States. Very broad. Basically addresses treason. Doesn't require that you be paid, although Trump was paid. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you two things that Trump said within the last few days. He's desperate for public attention. It's slipping away from him. He knows it. The other day, he just said, quote, "I predict that there will be a major war in Europe," end quote. Are you kidding me? A former president saying something like that? Biden's trying to rally NATO around. Trump said he would pull us out of NATO, kept threatening it, insulting our alliances. Ron DeSantis just insulted France. They never insult Putin. They say he's a genius. When you have a former president who is the front runner for the Republican nomination for Congress, for president, saying that he's predicting a major war in Europe, people listen to that. That affects conduct. It affects Russian conduct. People listen to that. He also said, "I predict that China will invade Taiwan and occupy Taiwan." Quote, "I'm a surprise they didn't do it already," end quote. That's very dangerous. In each case, he goes on to say, and all because of the crooked 2020 election. He continues to lie about the 2020 election, and he's so obsessed with it. He's not sane. But because the rabble in the Trump base poll enough to make him the front runner, his own party doesn't denounce him. The only people who denounce him are Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger got gerrymandered out of his seat in Illinois, and Liz Cheney has the full force of the Wyoming rabble supporting Trump, who are playing in the hands of Putin. I, frankly, and I have no expectation that Merrick Garland will ever prosecute Trump for anything. I'm going to put that right on the table. I'm very tired of it. None of our prosecutors are doing a damned thing. But I'll tell you what, a good prosecutor, non-political, even a Republican prosecutor is
Matt, I'm in the process of screening calls. Hang on. Are you there, Matt? All right. Looks like we're having a little technical difficulties with Matt, but we're going to try to get him back on the air here as quickly as we can. There we go. Matt, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. I was still in the process of screening the call, so we weren't quite ready. But Wisco, if you want to give us a call back, I will gladly take Wisco's call and screen him as soon as I can.
Okay. Are we on the air right now?
Yes, we are, Matt.
Okay. Good enough. So the deal on this is this. And I see one call on the screen. Let's see. It's Mark. Mark of Minneapolis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark of Minneapolis?
Well, good morning, Matt. I've been reading about that 1999 bombing in Moscow, and it does appear that Putin was responsible for that. One historian compared it to the burning of the Reichstag. And I don't know, but I was thinking that you really can't put anything past Putin if he's willing to do that.
Right. Mark, that's a good comment. The Reichstag fire was generated by the Nazis, and they basically burned down the Reichstag, which is their parliament. And then they blamed it on Jewish people. That was false. That was a lie. And then they go, oh, we got to then take over and be very extreme. And that's exactly what Putin did.
Yeah, and it shows the brilliance of the Biden administration by, putting everything out there that they knew, so that he couldn't get away with trying this in Ukraine before the invasion, and that point should be given to that guy that keeps calling and saying that Biden is weak. I think his administration did a fantastic job of handling the information that they had and getting it out there so that Putin couldn't do this trick again.
Right. That was an innovation in statesmanship. Usually you keep stuff secret, but Putin was saying things like Russians are being genocided in Ukraine. It was just the opposite. Ukrainians are being genocided. He'd say things like Ukraine has attacked Russia. Just the opposite. Hitler in 1939 said Poland attacked Germany, therefore we had to respond. He lied. What Biden did is two things, and pure genius. One thing was to rally NATO and to rally all of our allies when you had Trump saying he was going to break up NATO and withdraw from it. And now there are people in the Republican Party who back Trump. That would be devastating for our interests and for the world and democracy. But secondly, everybody's real secretive. So the thing is, in the past, Hitler would say this stuff and he'd get away with it. Well, this time the innovation from Biden was, here's what they said. They said that there's a genocide of Russians. That's false. Here's the truth. That gets through to the Russian people. They have just cut off Facebook, but they haven't cut off cell phones, and they really can't unless they take down cell phone towers. And so I think you're absolutely right. That's a very good point. Reichstag fire is a good analogy, but it's not the only analogy. This guy is a murderous, rusky Nazi. And, getting back to Trump, getting back to Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley, Mike Pompeo, people who come right out and say they side with Putin, there's a Logan Act. If people had said that about the British, George Washington would have had them arrested once the Logan Act was passed. Somebody said that in the North about the South, Lincoln would have had them arrested. And I'll tell you what, if somebody in 1942, 3 or 4 said, I like Adolf Hitler and I side with him, he would have been arrested immediately. Now, this is not just an ordinary conflict. This is a thing that could lead to a nuclear war. We hope not. I'm glad been lying Mike Pompeo. Very, very glad about that. But the fact of the matter is, you have people shooting their mouth off on the Republic, on the Putin side. Putin himself, Dmitry Medvedev, and Sergey Lavrov all saying, boy, it'd be a shame if we had a nuclear war, to kind of scare people. And I'll tell you what, on that one, that's a good way to trick people into a first strike. Very dangerous, guys. Shut up in the Republican Party. And this is four, nine, six, seven, two, seven, eight, nine. A lot more back after the break.